Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland tickets, front row tickets, regular tickets, all the tickets. We're going to switch it up a little bit this week. Limited tickets are still available at RadioAlice.com. And all this week, it's your chance to win tickets instantly and then be qualified for front row tickets. So listen for code words. We're going to do this at 9.05, noon 05, and 5.05. We'll give you a code word. You text it to our contest line, 20357. And you'll be entered and possibly win a pair of tickets for Alice in Winterland instantly and be qualified to win front row tickets. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, featuring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, sponsored by Macy's. Meet you there. What are we, 5 weeks away from that? I don't even know. Math's hard. Can't figure it out. If you didn't get enough candy for Halloween, today is National Candy Day. I guess that's because everyone brings their leftover candy into work and tries to pawn it off on their coworkers or something. There is a big bowl of it on the table in the other room. If you need to stop by.
Is that your bowl? You dropped it off?
It's not. I had a lot left, and it's in a bag in the laundry room, and I totally forgot to grab it this morning.
Mm. I was actually like a little, had upset stomach after I left your place.
I'll bet you did.
I ate a lot of candy.
Well, it's right there. You're sitting right next to the bowl, you know?
I must admit, I did a little damage myself. I got in the rocking, the little chairs in my front, like by the door. It's stupid to shut the door. You just, at some point you go, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. I just got in a seat and then I'm just sitting there and in between peoples, I'm like, oh, that Hershey looks pretty good.
Yeah, you know, but kill some time here.
And the more you eat, the more you want.
You know, it is true. The more you eat, you're like, well, I had the Twix. I mean, I should probably go for the Kit Kat. I mean,
damage is already done.
Right. I've already opened the door. Just dump all the candy in there. Rest in peace, Quincy Jones, dead at 91. He died last night, looks like. He was a music titan. He worked with everyone. Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, Will Smith. He has died. At 91, I'm not seeing a cause of death that. Oh, there you go. He put that together too?
Yeah.
Everything. He put it all together.
Yeah. Sorry. I love this.
Let's see. Quincy's family is grateful for the outpouring of condolences, respectfully requesting privacy at this time. In lieu of flowers, they're asking for donations to be made to the Jazz Foundation of America, jazzfoundation.org. There you go. Oh, there's pictures of him young, so young. Oh, holding all his Grammys.
He was a big presence in music for many years, but I'd say for the last 30, he's been background at best.
Right.
He was a big part of the Michael Jackson stuff too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mentioned him. The, you know, his daughter is in my life right now, Rashida Jones. She is the star of that show, Sunny. It's like,
I
did like it. I found it. It's a little mystery and I thought it was pretty good.
I love her. She was great on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, you know, I never watched Parks and Rec.
What?
I know. Don't get on me. So many shows I say, I've never watched that. I'd be like, oh my God, you've never seen The Office. I have seen episodes here and there of those things. I don't know.
Two of the greatest shows of all time.
I'm sorry. Please, my apologies. Please accept my apologies for not having watched all the same stuff as you.
No.
Okay, I'm going to do a story. I am starting here by saying we don't really talk about politics on this show for a reason. It's not fun. You can't win. And we want to be a place where you can come and not hear about it when it's everywhere else. So I'm just going to tell you what happened and remind you, Mom, if Joe Biden or really any other Democrat had done this, the Republicans would be calling for that person's head on a platter. They just would. All the many things that Donald Trump has done, if anyone besides him did them, they would be dead. That would be it. Politically speaking, that would be the end for them. So this is what our world has come to, that this guy could still be our president. And this is by far not the worst of this guy, but here we go. He was in Milwaukee on Friday night and Donald Trump was having microphone problems. First, he suggested he should, quote, knock the hell out of some people backstage. So that's super presidential. And then he actually pretended to give his microphone a handy and then simulated fellatio on it. And those things happened by a past president, possibly a future president. And I don't even feel bad about telling you. The video is that when I saw the video, I thought That has to be AI. It cannot be real. And yet it's everywhere, being reported by all of the major media outlets. It feels like it didn't happen, but it did. And that is all. That's all I have to say about it. And probably it's too late anyway. Most of us vote by mail now. And I voted 2 weeks ago. Tomorrow, of course, the big day. You know, I was thinking about all the people who work in the cable news outlets. That tomorrow is, it is the day when everyone's going to be watching them. Like, you might tune in here and there, you throw on CNN, or you throw on Fox News, whatever you want to see. Because sadly, whatever you want to see is what those two places are showing, which is not news, it's editorialism. So it's just their day is tomorrow. I'm sure none of them sleep tonight.
It's a real, like, they don't sleep. They are up for 24, 48 hours.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And they, and because they don't call the election that night, usually these days it goes well, at least well into the
next month.
The week, right? Oh my God. Don't say that. Oh, into the next year. So anyway, whatever you're up to tomorrow, that's what they're up to. And whatever this guy is up to, I honestly do not know how this guy still has a chance, but that's the world we live in. Enjoy, everyone. Happy Monday. So Quincy Jones dead at 91. Guess who's 91 and not dead? It's old Willie Nelson. Mm. And he's not worried about it either. This is, yes, I love some of these quotes here. Willie Nelson's new album is called Last Leaf on the Tree. And it came out on Friday. It is, I don't even want to tell you what number it is. You tell me, what number overall is this Willie Nelson record, Vinny?
100.
Maddie?
50.
It is his 153rd overall album. It's his 76th solo album and his 153rd album overall. He's been releasing new music pretty much nonstop since the early 60s. And even at 91, he's not close. He's actually talking about number 154. He said his next one's already finished and in the can. Like, okay, well.
Good.
And there'll probably be more. Like, long after this guy's dead, they're going to be like, well, he never left the studio. And there's just, the archives are very, very deep.
That's a life in music, man. I don't know. I know he had real financial problems at one point.
Yep.
But I'm glad to see that, you know, there are still people out there that got to do what they wanted the whole entirety of their life.
His new record, this is Willie Nelson, 91 years old, Last Leaf on the Tree, came out Friday, and he told the Associated Press that he's not planning to kick the bucket anytime soon. I'm not worried about dying. I don't feel bad. I don't hurt anywhere. I don't have any reason to worry about it. What? Who is this guy? What, is he an immortal? I don't understand. How are you 91 and you're like, nothing hurts?
I don't know. That's not possible.
Everything hurts. He says, I don't know anybody who's lived forever. But he does take pretty good care of himself. He feels like he's in good shape physically. He joked that mentally, that's another story. Ain't it always the way?
There was a quote from, I think it's John Goodman, who's struggled with his weight and health problems. And I think his post was something like, if you have your physical health after 38, it's better than having money or something like that. And I just thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain age where things start to come apart. And if you're too busy to really get active and look after yourself, you really come apart.
Right.
Like, it just, it's, you know,
And sometimes money can't
yard
buy you health.
You're yard sailing body parts all over the.
Just cut it off.
The shoulder doesn't work anymore. So I just, I have workarounds for it, or this or that, or.
Right.
It's terrible. So,
and
yeah.
Living with pain. I mean, a lot of people do. I'd like to hear Willie Nelson at age 91 be like, yeah, I feel fine.
Willie, if you ever came in here, I would drop something on the ground right near you and wait for you to get it for me.
Oh.
Because we would hear you either creak or the, or you'd go, I don't do that.
Yeah. That's how I don't hurt.
I think that's
how
like
come I do not hurt. I don't know. You know, this is it a good ad for weed? I mean, that's been the thing he's been advertising all this time. And for him to not be not be hurting.
Oh, life and music, again, doing sure. what you want your whole life. I mean, I'm sure he's had, you know, honey-do lists for the, yeah. you know, and this and that he didn't want to do. But in general,
yeah.
a life in music,
I do
great.
Feel, though, that if you're lucky, and like so many drummers wind up with tendonitis, so many guitar players with their arthritis, there's so many things that can go wrong. And apparently not, they all skipped the guy with the braids. I love Willie Nelson. I love those quotes.
I think he's old school. And you know how we're very confessional?
Yes.
And we put it all out there. I think there's a generation previous and multiple generations before that are like, you don't tell people all that. What are you doing? Well, I'm entertaining the people.
Yeah, I'm trying to just we're say connecting. Whatever's on my mind.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we do.
Right.
But there's old school people don't.
That is true. It's true. Like, even our parents' generation, they didn't talk about anything. I didn't think.
I didn't even know. I mean, I knew my dad, but there's so much that I didn't know.
Right.
And it's just, you know, went to heaven with him because there's no talking to the guy anymore. But weird that there's just.
You know.
I started recording my dad. Started doing an interview with him.
Oh, neat.
And every time I go home, I update it with a different part
of his life. He just turned 91?
He just turned 90 on Saturday.
Okay.
Oh. Happy birthday, Skip.
Happy birthday, Skip.
Happy birthday, Skip.
So yeah. When you see him over Thanksgiving, you'll do a little more. And
yeah.
That's neat.
Good for you. That is neat.
Yeah. I thought of that.
It's your only chance, you know? You can't go back later.
Yeah.
Oh, another of Sarah's quotes. Sarah, if you're breathing, you're wealthy. Good morning, Alice, friends.
That isn't one
Lisa from Larkspur listening on the radio. By the way.
Just a quote.
Listening to the radio. Let me just say.
Yeah.
I have a friend. I told you this. A friend of mine on my street. Neighbor got a gig at a radio station.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, no, that's my one of my best friend's kids is doing college radio.
Yes.
This is a neighbor down the street. He's in his late 60s and he's retired, but started doing a gig on like once a week on the radio.
On a Monterey radio station.
On a Monterey Santa Cruz radio station. And I told him, I'd listen. I'm going to check you out. And son of a B, if I do not have a radio in my house, not a one. I mean, I'm correcting that immediately. But there I was going, I got to find how to listen to this guy or I got to get in my car.
Because now I don't think I have one. But if I want to listen to a radio station, I say play the radio station to the lady in the kitchen.
I said that to my Google Home Hub and my Google Home Hub would not do that.
It said no. Well, not every radio station is set up for that.
And this station is online, so I looked it up, but they do a stream that you pay for.
Oh.
Totally, wow. There's no live radio through their thing. You pay for a stream.
Wow.
So it was like, enter, you know, I listen live. I went, okay, great, listen live.
Enter your
credit card for an uninterrupted, commercial-free
commercial-free. Is it like an NPR, like a PBL, you know,
it's
a
not.
Community radio station?
Nope.
What about your car? Did you go get in your car and listen to it?
No, I didn't. I was able to find a way to listen. But my point is, I'm a radio guy, and there I am in my house scrambling to find a radio. So yeah. I will fix that today.
We have a wind-up radio.
I think I have one of those in like an emergency kit, but I was just trying to
in your attic underneath boxes of books.
Probably. I got to go buy a radio.
Yeah. I actually don't know where our wind up radio is. I know we have one. That I think I got it for John. It was like a wind up flashlight and a wind up radio, you know, for our emergency kit. Super preppers. Anyway, I'm not going to start another story.
Why not?
You know what? I'll give you one more thing here real, cause it's late. This is, I like this for Charlie Sheen. You know, here's a guy who, little karma coming his way. His daughter, Sammy, who is a big star on OnlyFans.
Mm.
It's got to be good feeling just in general. She's showing off her new boobs and she went big. And she's a real cute girl. She is a very cute girl. Her breasts are now, you know, they're like Lee press-on boobs. And she has done some stuff to her face. I don't even think she's 20. I want to say that she just turned. Like, her face is jacked up already. I'm like, oh, why? You were perfect. This chick was perfect.
She had, like, the Denise Richards in her. You know, she looks really good.
Denise is definitely jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
So there's probably like, you know, who's your doctor, mom?
Right.
Oh, I've got someone great, honey.
Yep. Oh, you got your OnlyFans money? Great. Let's go get you worked on. I mean, so I guess, you know what I'll do is I'll post this this post that she put up of herself. A bunch of, it's like, I guess that she went for Halloween as a Victoria's Secret angel. So she's got these little angel wings on and stuff. But I mean, I've looked at lots of pictures of the chick. I really am into her. And she just has changed her face completely. I don't understand. What are you doing? You're perfect. Anyway, that's a little karma for
her. She still looks really good, though. Sure, I'm looking at her now. She looks really good.
Oh, no. She's pretty hot. But it isn't her anymore. Not really. I liked her with the light blonde hair, too. And the no boobs, man. She was my girl back then. Anyway.
Buying boobs is the thing. It's been a thing for a long time now.
Yeah. You can buy whatever you want. You get the money for it. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we've got some things to look forward to in our new month. The time changed and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Dance, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's really pretty out. It's not like a very dramatic sunrise, but just like a beautiful glow in the sky. Super, super pretty. Hey, it's Monday. Hurrah! But the fall into 5K a day thing continues on. Wouldn't you love to win $5,000? I mean, come on. All you have to do is have the Odyssey app and listen to Alice at 97.3. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to Alice for at least 1 hour and get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose. And their new spot, Cantina Jack's.
Sweet.
Enjoy fantastic food, great vibes, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jack's.
Thanks, Jack's.
You will love it.
Oh.
We did.
Oh my God. We did. I could use a breakfast burrito from Jack's right now.
All the stuff. Oh. I'll eat whatever they bring over.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what's happening. Sunny and 70.
Oh, that sounds great.
There'll be some breeze.
Oh.
Windy conditions are normal around this time of year. So there's going to be some wind, but sunny and 70. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed the storm that blew through over the weekend, but at one point I woke up in the night and went, whoa, it's dumping rain, and it dumped some snow.
Oh, good.
So
any idea what we got?
No, but it was nice to see the pictures posted by the resorts as they're like, you know, the trees are yellowing and the snow is falling and it's on. I'm ready. So it is election week. As Sarah already pointed out, we vote tomorrow.
Well, some people vote tomorrow.
Right.
The rest of us already voted.
The 49ers were off over the weekend, so we stayed still. Monday Night Football tonight, Tampa Bay at Kansas City. Will Taylor Swift be there? Sarah, do you know?
I do not know.
5:15 game time.
I could check, I suppose. I must have some kind of Tinseltown hookup that can tell me.
Great. Let us know.
All right.
Will Tay-Tay be on our TV tonight? That's what everyone wants to know.
Be at the game. This is my Tinseltown hookup is Google.
Mm. She's just being modest, everyone. She has satellite hookups with all the tell-alls around the world.
She could be there.
They're saying she could.
Found. Okay, good.
She could be there. That is literally what they said. She could. So I guess everybody tune in just to find out. Oh, my God. Amazing. How does she do it?
Here are a few things. So we ended October. We're already 4 days into November. And here are some things you can look forward to in November. 2024 is almost over, everybody. Feel that.
Incredible.
Let that sink in for a second. Daylight saving time ended Sunday, so that's done. I don't know how you're feeling about it, but
Well, I'm feeling like I laid in bed for an hour this morning, wide awake. I was like, should I get up? What do I, like, what would I do if I got up now? Like, would I just, like, I don't know, read my book? I don't understand. I'm not going to get out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll just lay here.
So you laid there.
I did. And I could not fall back to sleep. So I laid there for
at least
hour.
You were cozy, right?
And yes, I was cozy.
Okay, good.
What do you do with your extra hour? Are you one of those people that the minute you're done working, you change all the clocks? And so the whole weekend.
I used to be, but it was only because I'm trying to stay on schedule for this show. So it was all about that. It wasn't. I haven't always been like this. I used to drink. You know.
Yes.
Anyway. Hopefully you took advantage of your extra hour of sleep, as they say, but I don't think that I did. If you're asking that, if that's your question, I don't think I went surfing every day. I got up early every day.
Did you wake up extra early this morning because of it? I guess is the question.
No, I wake up early every night.
You know what I've been doing?
Always up early.
The last few years. Do you remember that one time that the time changed and all of our iPhones and everything went, ah, I just forgot about all your alarms and everything.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't care. And they were like, yeah, that happened. Oh, well, sorry about it. I don't even think they said they were sorry about it. Now, I always shut off all my alarms and turn them all back on. I just have to. I feel like it'll be the one time I don't that they do screw it up again.
In the sports world for November, the NBA season is just getting started. It's too soon. It's too long and it's too soon. Talk to me in the spring, NBA.
It does go on, doesn't it?
It's just too long. I know that that's they
it's
have
nice,
to
though,
do
a lot
that.
Of games.
Yeah, it's nice, sure. A lot of pointless games. But they've got to pay these guys millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, so they've got to have a long season.
And a lot of advertisement.
Mm-hmm. It looks like the boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will stream on November 15th.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
No delays or reschedules as of now. The biggest movies hitting theaters this month include Gladiator 2, Wicked, and Moana 2.
Yeah, that's going to be big.
Right now, if you're watching live TV, you would think the old, well, and it is a big deal. I'm not trying to downplay it, but the political ads are nonstop. It's everything.
Yeah. Not only are the political ads nonstop, just like my phone won't stop. Like, please, it is not an emergency every 5 minutes if you're for your $5 more. I'm not doing it anymore. Stop it.
But it's actually Kamala telling you, hey, it's really important.
Oh, God.
On TV, Yellowstone is finally back for part two of their fifth season. The new comedy series, St. Denis Hospital, premieres on NBC. And Cobra Kai, it looks like, comes back for its sixth season. Dune Prophecy premieres on HBO.
Oh, is that the second one?
I don't know.
What's Dune Prophecy? What are you doing?
It's a TV show. It's going to be a series. Oh. And yeah. It's a prequel. Oh. But it's all about the Jenneruses, the women.
Oh, the Bene Generis?
The Bene Generis.
Bene Gesserits?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. They have mad muscle down low skin skills. That's like one of their things.
They have the kung fu grip.
They do. They're like trained to have every individual muscle of their body.
They actually spell that out in the book.
They do.
That they've
got mad
learned
skills.
Learned how to use learned their woman their, areas right. to the
and they're never supposed to marry. Like it's
highest
weird that
degree
that she had a baby with I don't know what Paul Atreides' dad's name is, whatever, but they wound up together. And that's really not a thing that's allowed with the Bene Gesserits. They're supposed to be like sex machines that you use and the sex women, but he fell in love with her and they had a kid.
Does she love him or is she incapable of that?
You know, I think she loves him and that they're, you know, that's why they decided to, that's why she broke her vows.
Oh, okay.
But it's, you know, she... Well, I don't want to spoil anything. I mean,
all right.
By the time you...
Well, I do like a black belt woman area.
It really does apparently have that.
Okay, good.
Going for it.
Dune Prophecy, everyone. It premieres on HBO and on Max.
Max,
on the
what's
17th.
That?
It's a thing. you know darn well. Holidays for this month, Veterans Day is on the 11th and Thanksgiving is on the 28th.
Is Veterans Day like a big bank and school holiday thing? Is that your kids
so.
Are off for that?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if we, I don't think we have that off. Be great though if we did.
Just had a day off.
Yeah, the 3-day weekend was
three-day
glorious.
3-day weekends are so amazing.
It was glorious. Like,
so great.
Thank you, MM. Like, I got to hang with my kids.
I was grateful all weekend for him.
And be part of the costuming and do the whole thing and not be fretting over sleep or the noise.
Right.
Glorious. I still got up early and went surfing, but it was surfing.
Yes.
Not commuting and the whole thing. So it was easy.
Yep.
By comparison, anyway.
You didn't have to, like, entertain the porpoises or
no I just got to paddle around it is
you
by the way
sharp.
I don't know about your houses, I'll only speak about my own. It's turned like a barefoot anymore, like is too cold and I think I need some socks. It's chilly.
I've been wearing a sweater and we've turned our heat to whatever 68 or 69.
It was freezing in the water on Friday morning.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah,
like what?
Mm.
Once you get in and get going, you're good, but whoa. Anyway.
Thank goodness for that wetsuit.
Yes, it's my super suit. I wouldn't be able to do what we do without it.
No.
Crocs are being banned in schools.
Good.
Because of safety concerns. Style, and no one seems to care about that or lack thereof, but they say that kids keep tripping and falling over their own Crocs. So schools are looking to ban them over safety concerns.
They do seem like little home type shoes. Like I really only ever wear mine at home.
It's weird. I understand why parents are doing it too, because the kids outgrow everything that they get. So
you can get them
if you're
going to
spend money, these, and then they'll stretch a little, so you can maybe get an extra minute out of them. But schools are increasingly banning the slip-on foam clogs over safety concerns. They're not for running.
No.
They're not for exercise. They're not for playing. They're terrible for playing. So that's where these kids are finding themselves falling, skinning their knees, whatever. Mm. So buy Crocs. The schools are beginning to...
You're not thief, Crocs.
Well, you're not. Are you? You're not.
Well, I don't do a lot of running, so I'm fine with them. I like them because I can hose them off. I get real dirty out back and doing my thing, and then I can just like hose everything down.
We know what happens out back, Sarah.
Not that kind of dirty, although that has happened back there.
Right.
And if we get a hot tub, that's really going to happen back there. It's going to be hot in the hot tub.
Oh, boy. All right. We've been using it. By the way.
Oh, yeah. Tell me everything.
I got home from that very freezing cold Friday morning surf when the surf was up, and I had fun. It was good. I got home and I was cold. I was, frozen through.
So now you're in the backyard and you're hosing off your wetsuit.
The missus goes, "What? Do you want some breakfast?" And I go, "Yeah, I'll make some. I'll make some breakfast." And she goes, "Nope, I'm making breakfast. You go get in the hot tub."
Yes,
I like this.
And normally I just can't let people do things for me. So I was like, I went, that's like the move. Yeah.
That sounds
I'm going to go do that.
Right.
So I got in the hot tub and warmed right up.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
That's nice. I'm really jelly on the hot tub.
It's so funny you had one and you were like, someone come take this away from us.
Well, it just turned into a huge pain in the ass.
It's not like you could have moved it to your new place anyway, but wasn't that the old house that you had it at?
It was.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just wasn't the right time for us in a hot tub, but now might be the right time. Tried it out.
We all went in there one of the nights.
Oh, fun. We had a little Hassan hot tub party. I love it.
I don't remember which night it was, but it was fun. It was, there you are, the four of us.
Yep.
There's one point I'm like, oh, look at that. I'm looking into the sky and we're just hanging out and it ends up being, I think that's a plane. That's not moving. That's a star. And the war begins. We're all watching it. It's moving. No, it's not. Christina won. It wasn't moving.
Well, who can even tell which thing you're looking at? That's my thing always. People go, look at that thing. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's a billion stars. And they're like, I can't see the thing you think is a satellite.
That was part of the debate. Believe me.
What thing are you talking about?
Right there. Follow my finger.
Well, I can't because I have to put my face in front of your face. Look up at it.
Trust me. It was fun then, and as I'm saying it out loud into a microphone, I realize, yes, that's how I'm living. We were all living for Maddie to do hot-ass Danielle. Not to hear my story about, is that a star or a plane?
I was waiting to hear that one. I wanted to hear all about the hot tub. As far as I'm concerned, that's the only thing that mattered.
It's a delight. It's pretty good stuff. I am a hot tub guy now.
There he is.
Hot tubbing.
In the hot tub.
Tell Nick to do a hot tub in El Campeón.
No, don't do that.
Hot tub in El Campeón del Pueblo.
Here's what I want to say about that. I love what's been made. I don't want any more. It gets away from me.
It's convoluted. Yeah.
The very first one is always going to be my breaking my virginity moment. And I love to blow the kisses. It just gives me that.
We really do need video of that.
I got to get it when he's.
It's
really
just a bright, shiny moment for me, and the other two are spectacular. No more though, please, Nick.
If the inspiration strikes you, please feel free. I would like to add.
Why don't you add to your pile of different?
He can't.
Ones?
That would be fine. That'd be fine. He could add more to Maddie's pile.
I've only got one.
He could add to like a random guest that might come through. Like, you know, we don't know you, but you kicked our ass. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's got nothing else to do with his.
Right.
About his job as a creative director at a company.
You know, stay creative, dude.
How about a fast fact, everyone?
You know I love a fast fact, Vinny.
Fast fact. Fast fact. The scrolling text at the beginning of the early Star Wars movies was done by printing out the entire thing and having a camera slowly roll over it.
How incredibly strange. Didn't look like that at all.
That's how they did it.
Are you saying it did?
No, it didn't look like that.
But it's all those movies, if you go back, and especially if you watch some of the making of, where that ship's on a fishing pole.
Yeah.
And with a black...
You can see like a little black rectangle around some of the stuff as it moves through space. Remember they went back and like retooled all of it years later with like some more modern technology, but they put all that stuff together before you could scroll words on a camera. Now you can do that on your cell phone. Incredible.
The mascots on kids' cereal boxes like Tony the Tiger are drawn so their eyes are looking slightly downward. That's a trick to make sure if the boxes are on a high shelf at the grocery store that the mascot is making eye contact with your kid.
That's smart.
That is how they sell stuff, right?
And the sneaky, kids sitting in the, but yes, right? Smart.
Kids sitting in the cart looking at Tony the Tiger.
Come by me, I'm Count Chocula.
Ooh, I'm Booberry.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 asked an important question. Vinny, do you have a robe now? I do not, but you know what? There I was going, boy, easy in and out on those things. They're not bad, are they? Didn't Sarah already have a hot tub, says 415, and get rid of it in 1 week? Now she's getting another one?
It wasn't 1 week, but it was not getting used. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Sometimes people get rid of things too soon. But I didn't. That needed to go.
You just want one because Vinny has one now.
I do. I'm super jelly. Yeah. Well, I hear all about it. It's like he comes in, he's all cold and stuff. I'm like, I want to get in the hot tub too.
This is what happens in the winter surfing here in Northern California is you do get, even with a wetsuit, if you're out for 2 hours, you get cold all the way through you. It's just the reality. And it's fine. I'm not complaining about it. It's the price you pay to get to enjoy the ocean. But you are cold all the way through. Like for hours later, you're still sort of, you're trying to get that. You're trying to get it. So
now you can come home, strip off, get in the hot tub and heat right back up and be so warmy.
Yeah.
And that'll make it so you can stay in longer too. Cause that's the thing about hot tubs is you get in and like 1 minute later, you're like, well, I've had enough of that.
I'm hot.
I'm too hot. John's like, there's sweat right going on. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, there's sweat coming down my face. Ugh, great. And I was going to be sweating the hot tub. That's gross. Maybe I don't want a hot tub.
There's going to be sweat in the hot tub.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want any juices in the hot tub.
Thought you were going to have sexy fun time.
I was just kidding about that. And I was
no,
like,
you were not.
Yes, I was. You
no,
know
you
me.
Were not.
I'm going to
I do know
that.
You. For some reason,
avoid
you always, always want to be in the water when you do it. I don't understand it, but that seems to be your thing. Don't get me wrong. Every guy would take it in water over
not
at all.
Not having it at all.
But the water.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. Let's get on that bed. Yeah. Turn all the lights on. What?
Nothing.
Don't shake your head at that. Right?
No, just be grateful for what you get.
Lights on, in bed, show me everything.
And get
lights
rid of
off,
the sheets.
Missionary, like, eyes closed.
Throw those off. Like, we just need a clean platform.
So they do
a clean workspace.
Yeah.
You understand, don't you?
I don't.
You've done it more than all of us put together.
I probably.
Yeah.
And I liked it the least. It's weird.
6-5 us is happy Monday, radio fam.
Oh, happy Monday to you too.
Vinny, you know what you should do?
Oh, this should be good.
Get Skyview or a similar app to identify objects in the sky while you're in the hot tub.
Yeah. Night Sky is the one I use.
I love that.
Sky I do
View.
Too.
Yeah. Or yeah,
oh, well, I don't know about Skyview.
I mean, they're great.
It's great though. You put it up there and it'll actually, you know, if you point down below the horizon, you can see that that's where the sun is, and you can see how far underneath you it is, and you go up and find all the planets and see all the constellations, and it's fun.
Pretty good stuff. I'll do it.
Actually, I think that the International Space Station shows up on there too. In fact, I don't even think it. It does. So you can see it when it's, you can't see it, the naked eye, but you can see where it is in the sky and if it's right above it. It's neat.
By the way, Vin, I was at Sarah's house for not even 5 minutes before she did a, you know what you should do, to one of her friends.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, it was.
Oh, really? What was I having her do? And was I right?
It was Marianne, and I don't remember.
Well, Marianne has known her a long time.
Yeah.
So,
and still puts up with me, so.
Well, I mean, it's, you get to say, and then we just get to go,
no thanks.
You do that.
Right. I don't know. I don't think so. I wonder what it was about.
It was lawn, garden, backyard, something or other. Stones, maybe. I don't know. Wasn't important.
Vinny, that's really good. 925 says, that's really good for your circulation. A cold plunge in the ocean and then the hot tub.
You're nothing if not efficiently circulating.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The box office results and a Diddy roundup. Ugh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.